All right. Hi there. This is Deb Evans coming to you very live tonight from Stagecoach, Texas, and on Google Hangout for Social Geek Radio. It is a special edition this week. We have a great guest, and we thought we'd do it both live on Google Hangouts on air and through Social Geek Radio. So, Jack Munson, how are you? I get to see you tonight.
Yay, yeah, we actually have visuals along with the Theater of the Mind. How are you, Deb? I'm live in Waco, Texas, the franchising center of the universe, and I have to admit I've never experienced 99 degree temperatures in Chicago in October, so it's fun to be in Texas this time of year. But excited to be here live. It's officially 8 o'clock in the east. And that makes it 5 o'clock in the West, and this is Social Geek Radio live on Google Hangouts.
Live on Google Hangouts, and we have a very special guest. It's a longtime friend of mine, but neither of us are old, are we, Robin Raskin?
No, never, never.
No, we're not old. So Robin is my tech geek mentor guru, somebody that I've like stalked and followed around, but we've known each other through technology and education from way back with Computer Explorers. And Robin was Family PC magazine editor, and geez, you're a blogger and a writer and tech, and you've done so much. I'm always just in awe of
Actually,
all of you.
my job description says I don't change jobs, I just collect them. So they're additive.
That's good. So I was telling Jack before we went on the air and before we display your really cool geeky toy that you've got now, tell us about what you've got coming up in Vegas before too long.
Right. So you are right. I spent, and I am here in New York where it's dark already. I'm not in Texas. So I'm in the minority here. I spent the first half of my life in journalism, editor of PC Magazine, Family PC, then over at Yahoo. And then I decided, and I'll put this in a soundbite, my Rolodex was stronger than my writing, and writing was getting tougher. So I actually formed a company called Living in Digital Times, and we provide conference and events services, and our largest partner is the Consumer Electronics Show. So every year in Vegas in January, we go out, and our job is to put products in the context of life. So we do an area for kids in technology, moms in technology, boomers in technology, higher education, sports and fitness, digital health. It kind of grows on and on. And it's really had a great, I hope, effect not just on bringing products to light, but the market that you need to build them. So I'm fascinated with the new economy and when you're a boomer, to go buy a product that you need, where do you go and how do you find out about it? And what's the discovery like? So in January, we will have 10 different shows going on in Las Vegas at once, mostly in the Venetian and Sands Expo Center. And one of the highlights this year, one of our newest high-tech wearable fashion. And it is a runway fashion show.
It is so cool. I mean, you always have the best gadgets. And Jack, sometimes I'll turn on the TV and you've got Good Morning America on, or the Channel 9 News or whatever is in New York, and who pops up but Robin Raskin showing us the great technology and what you should be doing with it as an adult or as kids. And she always has something, always something you're doing.
Well, yeah, but it's all in the same mantra of tech is only good if people understand how to use it, if it's accessible to them, and if there's the industry to support them. And you know everything, as social geeks, you know what's going on with crowdfunding and new economies. So I'm really been immersed. To me, we're in this perfect storm. First of all, in technology, we've got a sensor. Sensors have been around forever. Then we've got mobile devices, which really empowered sensors to go out there with you, the cloud and mobile phones. You put those combinations together right now, and you're seeing everything from, your wristbands that are measuring your steps and counting your calories, to blood glucose meters, to heartbeat meters, to jackets that will get warmer when you're cold. So you're seeing this whole new amazing amount of technology based on these new building blocks that came together really only because we had mobile phones and the bandwidth to use them and the batteries to make them last.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that all of the things that you just mentioned are health related. You know, whether it's temperature or glucose levels or blood pressure or whatever the case may be. Do you find that our technology has finally gone from fun to healthful and insightful and actually useful, not just entertaining?
Well, I've always thought technology would solve the world's problems, and I mean that sincerely. So I talked about health, but you just mentioned that you were in a room where there was air conditioning. Now imagine if the room knew your body temperature, like Nest does, learned about when you're hot and cold, and adjusted accordingly. Well, not only are you controlling your body comfort, but you're helping the environment. Mm-hmm. So I think, let's take driverless cars. I'm getting older. I know at some point I'm going to take my own keys away. So imagine getting in my car and saying, I'd like to go to the supermarket now, car, and having my car be able to talk to itself, forget about me. We're really close to all of that happening, to my door lock now, knows when I come to the door because of the fob in my pocket. My car knows where it's parked. So as this technology becomes more real, I think it's going to become more useful to all of us, whether we're kids going off to school and mom and dad want to know where we are, or we're aging, or we're a sports nut, or we're have a health problem.
And you mentioned the key fob in the pocket. I just got one of those cars that does that, and it freaks me out. Every time I go to my car and I get close and all the locks, open up, it's like, oh, that's right. The car knows I'm here. It's just, my grandkids today will not know, in a few years or when they're ready to drive, what it's like to put a key in the car. I mean, they'll push a button or it opens, automatically for you. It's just amazing.
They won't know what a key is. We saw one today that actually opens the door based on your EEG. You have your own heartbeat, and that is your unique signature. So we're real close to that avatar, that whole Tom Cruise thing. So it's an exciting time, and it's also exciting because the boundary to entry to this, to doing something creative with this stuff, is so low. I mean, look at 3D printing is another really good example. You want to make a prototype of something you have in your head? Well, you can do that now. You want to invent something, it's easy to do. You want to get your friends to believe in your invention, and you've got all the crowdsourcing things. So there's so much going on now that's happening to make innovation easier, and the problem with that is it's also faster. It happens so fast. People want your version 2.0 before your version 1.0 is out the door. And it's hard for normal consumers to keep up. As soon as you bought your new television, the flexible one is out, or the 4K one is out. And so you're always feeling, I think, a little left behind in technology these days.
And it's expensive. But, some of that technology is expensive. And I know you had lots of fun over the summer with those really cool technology glasses that cost some people $1,500 and at least. But so you decided to go a different route, not take technology so seriously, and you came up with something different. You've got to share with us what you're doing now and how you came about developing this.
So imagine the backstory. I'm sitting here debating, right? I have a midlife crisis. Other people, I don't know, they buy a car, they go on a trip. I buy Google Glass. Not only do I spend $1,500 of my own money, but I feel lucky to have been invited to spend $1,500 of my own money. So, it's all great, and I go down to the Google store and I get my glasses and I get my lesson. And I was so disappointed. I actually wore them for about 6 months and really tried hard to use all the apps. And I felt like I was just looking like a crazy person. I spent most of my life going like this or being out of batteries. So I said, this has got to be a joke that Google's playing on us. So I'm going to play a reverse joke on them. And then part two of that was, I have always felt that if you write about technology, you ought to be able to go through the pain that other people go through. So I said, well, I'm going to make fake Google Glass. And this idea came to me called Faux Glass, F-A-U-X, just like faux fur, or, you know, that Faux Glass would let anybody look like they were a Google Glass user, but for only $20, which are what my glass ended up costing. So I started to investigate engineers and manufacturers in China and how to do this whole thing. And after many iterations, this is my prototype still. My glasses actually get to this country next month. They're being made in China now. But these are faux glass. Faux glass look like Google Glass. And they really don't do a lot but look kind of sparkly and fun, except that we invented, kind of like Google did, things you could do with them. So, for example, my eyepiece, I couldn't afford a camera, but this is a magnifying glass. And it has a spotlight. So I can go to a restaurant and I can actually read a menu, which is more than I could ever do with my Google Glass. Then we made a Faux-pedia of commands. So the GPS function is, where the faux? Where the faux am I? And then the next function is, what the faux? That's your search function. And then there's iPhoto, that's your camera function and your touch-ups. And we invited people to send us their own Faux-pedia commands. So faux real and mofo and mosho. And so it's become kind of starting slowly, ramping up to say, you have a geek in your life that really wanted these and didn't get them? Well, they can have them now for $20, and they can walk through the street, and I guarantee everybody will say the same thing that they said when you wore Google Glass, which is, oh my God, what are you wearing? Show me. And that's what most people wore their Google Glass for. So that is the story of Faux, and it's sort of just in keeping with this belief I have that it's a great time to create and innovate, and we crowdsourced this on Indiegogo and figured that people would see it and either get the joke or not get the joke, and so far they're getting it.
I think it's great, and Jack, I know you need a pair of these, don't you?
Well, my first comment when I saw them was, where were these a year ago at the IFA convention when we were having a bit of fun at someone's expense who was wearing the Google Glass, and Rob and I created my own faux Google Glass here. I'll show you. You won't be able to see this obviously on Social Geek Radio, but here on the Google Hangout, you can see that this was my invention of the Google Glass faux. But I think yours is a lot fancier, and quite frankly, I'm pretty impressed at the price point of $20. You can't really buy a cheap pair of sunglasses for $20 anymore.
With shipping It's amazing, and part of it was how really inexpensive, and if you took apart the components in Google Glass piece by piece and saw what it cost to actually make that pair of glasses, now they have a real camera, and they do have a real processor. I have none of those things, but...
But your camera works almost as well, I think, right?
That's okay, and right, you can just tap your head, and if people saw me, all I'm doing is cycling through a lot of different colored lights. They can flash on and off in weird patterns, and people can make their own. Think about Morse code. You can actually communicate with your friends in faux. So it becomes a toy that tickles your imagination. And I think one of the things we've lost in all our startup mania is just to laugh at ourselves and say, how silly are we all? We're all walking around with these things, tapping our heads, and hoping that something happens. And, you know, Google Glass really became a symbol of so many things, of a privacy invasion, mm-hmm. of getting punched in the face, of the word, am I allowed to say this on Social Geek Radio, on of glass holes? and so we have faux holes. And so, you know, it became a meme, if you will, for so many things that we were all trying to figure out. And you know we're going to get there, whether we wear them on our wrists or our eyes or as a bandage on our skin. You know, we're going to be monitored and using wearables in our life to communicate. You're seeing jewelry now. Have you seen the new jewelry, Deb? They're necklaces and that will notify you, so you can keep your cell phone off in your pocketbook somewhere, and your necklace will let you know, or your Ringly will let you know when you've got a social media message or a phone call or a date.
Yeah, I saw the Ring. I saw the Ring advertised that it flashes that if you get a, you know, a Facebook message or a tweet, it's like, yeah, I don't need that. My phone gives me enough notifications.
Yeah, but isn't your phone always buried in your bag where you can't find it? Mine is. So this idea of a Ring, actually I wore something called Zazzy Gem for a while. And it can be a ring or a necklace or a pin. And it will light up and give you certain commands. And it was kind of fun. Mostly I knew when my kids were calling. You know, so, you know, I think you're seeing this stuff everywhere. You're seeing kids' bracelets. Like the AT&T has a Philip product that is a bracelet kids can wear and be tracked all the time. There are a number of bands coming out for kids this year that will be there. You put in one module, it's social media. You put in another, it's a game. So all sorts of wearables are happening. So I figured, why not have fun and go faux?
So you develop them yourself, and you're crowdsourcing, and I know I've ordered my pair, so I know you can order now. And what's the expected shipping date?
We should have them here by November 15th, but we're saying December 1st on the website, so we don't disappoint anybody. You can buy the one pack, and that's the faux, or you can buy the two faux, or there's the party faux, there's the faux pack, there's the fauxing pack with like 100 of them. And when you buy them, you get your picture, you take your picture, and it goes up on our wall of faux with your friends, and you get to put a command in the Faux-pedia. So I'm hoping what will happen is sort of a little creative social networking.
I think it's great. I think it's great.
Just another chapter.
Well, it is a pretty interesting chapter, Robin. I love what you said about experiencing sort of the entrepreneur lifestyle yourself after writing about it for so many years. What's the feeling so far? Are you getting those highs and lows of entrepreneurship? Are you getting a taste for it, and now you're on to your next invention?
Well, so I bought the I own Faux World now. You can only imagine the Faux Pro coming next. I mean, there's no end to Faux's, but I am truly humbled that anybody gets a product out on a shelf anywhere. And the next time I complain about the battery not sitting right or the curve of the button, I'm going to bite my tongue twice, and I'm going to say, oh, gosh, remember how hard it was for me to get my battery in my fake glasses?
Right.
So the fact that people are doing this just blows my mind. I mean, it did. I worked with an engineer, and I worked with a draftsperson, so I didn't do this by myself, but it's... To bring your vision of something to life is just an incredible feeling. I'm humbled, and I'm also freaked out because the campaign clicks by.
Yeah, and you do have this all trademarked and everything, right? Are we going to see knockoffs of the faux glass showing up like on the corner of 42nd Street and 7th Avenue sometime soon?
You know, I would be so happy.
Sincerest form of flattery, right?
Exactly. Imitation. And Google should be flattered. I mean, they went out there and tried something, and it actually will in some iteration be there. But if we can't poke fun at our kind of mistakes,
whoops.
And I think they did a lot of things right, but I think that poking fun at some of this silly wearables is going to be fun for a long time. Matter of fact, today I saw paper cup phones by another inventor on Kickstarter, just phones in a string. So there's a retro movement going on. It must not just be me.
Well, this is great. So everybody that's listening, you're listening to Social Geek Radio with Jack Munson and Deb Evans and our very special guest, Robin Raskin. Robin, why don't you tell everybody, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour, tell everybody how they can go purchase their own and how to follow you on Twitter, and because I know they have to have them.
You have to. The holiday gift for the geek in your life, so you go to HTTP, it's faux.glass, G-L-A-S-S. Believe it or not, glass is a domain now, mostly for glass makers. So wow. faux.glass, and my Twitter is at Robin R, and you can find me just by Googling Robin Raskin and just about any social media. I find it pretty fascinating, as you and Jack do.
Oh, well, you are certainly out there, Robin. Thank you so much. Now, I have one more question. Are you going to show this at Duster Magic this year with Warren Buckleckner and our friends?
I should be able to give some out at Duster Magic. That's what I'm hoping. And I will have them. They will be in everybody's swag bags at CES. And you know, everybody has one wish. Mine is for Stephen Colbert to wear them. And then I will be happy. I will consider it a major success.
Jack, you can pull that off for her, can't you?
Yeah, we'll get right on that. We'll start contacting Stephen's people right away.
Right. Stephen, have your people call my people.
I could totally see it. In fact, you know what we should do? We'll just create a faux Twitter handle of Stephen already wearing the product, and no one will really know if he ever really wore it or not.
Oh, you're brilliant.
All right. Deb, I've got to get to Twitter and get that handle set up right now. So,
okay.
Robin, thanks so much for joining us on Social Geek Radio.
Okay, faux real. Great to see you.
Get the faux out.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.